Well, you defend the tournament title here, and I really pick up from where you guys left off on a good day from Saturday today. And overall, you got to be pleased about how your team came out and took care of business today.
Oh, I really am. We, you know, we've won three tournaments and had a runner-up in the last four tournaments, so that's doing pretty good. I'm really pleased with that. I couldn't ask for a better performance out of our kids. Every place we expected to get points, we did. And we had some surprises, too. So it was a great day for us.
And no question today, your ones that were in the number ones, they took care of business there with Bo Hess and Isaac Evans there in the number one doubles, and Joe Evans the number one singles, and also your number two doubles and number two singles team. They rose to the challenge once again.
Man, I'll tell you what. I got lucky. I got to admit to you, I got lucky. I knew we had some good players. There ain't no doubt about that. But we also put some people together and put them in places where they hadn't played before. And, you know, a freshman come out and has one loss in the season, two losses now. I don't know what he is, 15-2, I think. It's just amazing. It's just amazing that's the case. Yeah, we have a good bunch of kids.
What's amazing about that, he's not afraid to go up against some of those kids and from bigger schools that have been on they've been on the court 3 or 4 years. And, you know, he talks to a kid from Garden City JV, takes him right to the end there. But you got to love where you're at right now this time of year, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I think it's really good. We're right at the end of the season. Regionals will be next week. We've still got two more varsity meets this week, maybe, depending on the weather. And a couple more JVs. It's a good place to be at right now. I think our number ones are playing just top-notch tennis. I think the twos are, the two doubles certainly are playing top-notch tennis. And William Cup has just come through and does not back down from anybody. Man, that kid, Garden City, Dodge City, it doesn't matter to him. Great band. He'll play them all, and he plays them all well. You know, so I'm happy with it.
Going in here with two varsity meets left and then regionals coming up here in 10, 11, 12 days, do you feel like there's quite a bit of separation between your top six and then the next, maybe seventh or eighth right now?
Yes, but no, too. It depends on who they're playing with and how they're playing. You get tonight. Today we had Nick Chaney out here in Cup. Nick Chaney has done everything I asked of him this year, and he's really come on. I mean, he's come a long way this year. That's one that comes in mind. Tristan Wright, he's doing a great job. Miles Hare, it was varsity for a while. He went back to JV, lost the challenge, but he hasn't lost his spirit toward the whole thing. He's still doing a good job. So, no, I think our next group's pretty good, too.